Hey, Jess, how you doing?
Hi, Liam.
So, first of all, can you tell us more about these two agreements that were signed today?
Yeah, sure. The first agreement, the one that's getting the most attention, basically, it creates a united front going into the long federal regulatory process of removing the four hydro dams on the Klamath River. Three of those are in California, and one of them is in southern Oregon, if you remember. It makes some guarantees to the dam owner, that's the utility Pacific Corp, limiting what they would be stuck paying out of pocket through the process. With these financial safeguards in place, the utility says that it becomes more cost-effective to just remove the dams, so they're behind it. That removing of the dams is what will open up 400 miles of new habitat for salmon in the Klamath Basin, and that's a major step for fish recovery there. The second part is essentially for the farmers in the basin, and what that does is it shields them from the costs associated with restoring those salmon runs once the dams come out, and that's things like installing fish screening, right? The second agreement also commits all the groups that sign on to support congressional efforts by Oregon Senators Jeff Merkley and Ron Wyden to secure lower cost power for the farmers. You know, pumping water for irrigation is expensive, and the irrigators want the help paying for it.
Now, at this point, we may need a little thumbnail history lesson. So why are water and fish in the Klamath Basin so important? How did we end up at this place?
Yeah, it's really a long, drawn-out history, but the basics of it is that there's not enough water in the Klamath to go around. There's a lot of agriculture in the basin. Some of it's been around for more than a century. And in low-water years, like the drought years that we've been in lately, when farmers take what they're allotted, there's not enough left over for fish. The conflicts came to a head back in 2001. The federal government shut off water to many irrigators to preserve the threatened fish. That left ranchers and farmers in the lurch. The next year, after an intervention from the Bush administration, the farmers got the water instead. And then that led to a massive salmon die-off. So the game changer came a few years back when a court decided that the Klamath tribes in Oregon had senior water rights, older than even the oldest farmer in the region. It all sounds wonky, but it means suddenly the tribes had the power to cut off the water to the farmers so they could make sure there was enough for fish. And then all of a sudden, all the players in the basin had a reason to come to the negotiating table. They put together the Klamath agreements, but those fell apart at the end of last year because Congress didn't authorize them.
So when it comes to the dams, are they definitely coming down?
Well, to be absolutely clear, this deal does not equal dam removal. That's a federal process. It's for federal energy regulators that have the authority to remove dams. And that's a process that will likely take several years. The Interior Department thinks it will be difficult for FERC to say no to removing these dams with so many key groups signed on to an agreement. But I'm also certain that federal regulators will be hearing quite a bit from people who are opposed to dam removal. So all of that will have to be weighed during that federal process.
So is the practical impact of this is that we're back to where we started with the original three Klamath agreements that did not get passed by Congress? Are there any issues that remain outstanding that the new agreements aren't addressing?
I'd say we're about halfway there on paper, at least. A key thing that's missing is the money. Congress still has to approve a lot of these funds. There are still some big land and water issues that still have to be worked out as well. The farmers want to negotiate a water sharing arrangement with the Klamath tribes in Oregon. In addition, the concrete thing that the Klamath tribes were supposed to get out of this whole thing was a piece of land from the federal government that the tribe could use for economic development. They had a piece of land identified, but while waiting for Congress to pass the original deals, that land was sold to another buyer. And so now they have to find a new piece of land. They have to figure out where the money's going to come from and the terms to buy it. So there's still a long way to go for the Klamath Basin.
Okay, that's EarthFix reporter Jess Burns breaking down two new agreements that affect tribes, farmers, and fish in the Klamath Basin. Thanks for joining us, Jess.
Thank you, Liam.